Friday morning, and although it's been nearly a week since the Shaky Knees Festival, Mara Davis is back, and I think your knees are still shaking, Mara.
Honestly, I am still recovering. I hadn't been to a music festival like that in so long, and I had the best time. It was so amazing. Billy Joe Armstrong with the Replacements, definitely a highlight.
Great memory. So what looks good this weekend?
So first I want to talk about Eddie's Attic. My friend and friend to the Atlanta area and the entire country is HLN's host of Morning Express. That's Robin Mead. She is a singer-songwriter, and she's had a couple country albums, but she's been doing this thing called the Round Robin at Eddie's Attic. And I really like the show tonight because it's with Atlanta's own Angie Aparo, who you know has an incredible voice. He lights up the room. And she's also going to be playing with Rivers Rutherford. He's written songs for Dolly Parton and a bunch of country stars. And so they do a Round Robin format. So it'll be Robin, it'll be Angie, it'll be Rivers, and it really is a fun night. I happened to see it the last time it was at Eddie's, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Well, I could have been an actress, but I wound up here. I just had to look.
That's Robin Mead's Round Robin tonight at Eddie's Attic.
You know, if you close your eyes and listen to this band that's going to be at Variety Playhouse, their early stuff sounds just like Led Zeppelin. I mean, it's crazy similar. Wolf Mother is coming to town.
It's such a great name for a band, and they are. They're totally... I love these new bands that sound old and where old is new again, and it's going to rock the house. They've been around before, but that's a pretty good room for them. So Wolf Mother, that is tonight at the Variety Playhouse.
I said the Joker is a wanted. So many times you've turned me on to artists that I'd never really heard of, which is, you know, my lack of experience. But this guy, Curtis Harding, is going to be in town.
Well, this is an album release party, and this is so exciting. Now, what's becoming more popular, these R&B groups that are really big among the hipster crowd. So you get people like Charles Bradley or Gary Clark Jr., even the way the Black Keys have crossed over. Now we have Curtis Harding, who's playing at the 529 Club in East Atlanta. And this is a guy who was a backup singer for CeeLo Green, and he's worked with some members of the Black Lips, and now he's got his own solo album. And it is fantastic. It definitely brings the vibes of the 70s. It's got R&B soul. It's got a little bit of gospel. And he's an Atlanta guy, so we should definitely support it. That's Curtis Harding, Saturday night at 529 in East Atlanta.
Is what you do.
So a pair of guys called We Are Scientists, Chris Kane and Keith Murray, they're coming to town to the Earl. And, you know, they've been around. They're an indie rock band, and they've had a couple of, like, indie rock hits. But my favorite thing that's happened to them recently is they got into a fight with Morrissey, a Twitter fight. And I love a good old-fashioned Twitter fight.
A fight with Morrissey? Well, that's so unusual.
Well, I love it because he was concerned because the venues were too close together and the sound was going to bleed over. And then they, you know, and I love any band that they will stand up to Morrissey. And I love that.
I guess there's always hope that someplace will be serving after all.
And they will be in East Atlanta Sunday night at the Earl. We Are Scientists.
They're touring on their new album called TV en Français.
TV en Français.
En Français.
I wanted to hear you say it.
Well, you heard it.